Hello?
Oh, hey, Jake. I'm sorry. I'm a little late in calling you back. I got stuck in a meeting that took way longer than expected. So,
you're good. We're still up in 9 to 10.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was going to say, if not, I could reschedule. But, yeah, I hate when it happens. So.
No, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I saw pretty much everything was already filled out, and the package was already selected for $129 monthly. So I think we just need to go over the billing, right?
Yeah, and so you think I'm going to be able to get it verified with Google or what?
Tell me a little bit about the address.
That's kind of important because I had a moving company and it didn't get verified. I didn't try very hard, but I just want to make sure that if I try hard on this one,
mm-hmm.
it's going to get verified. So I don't want to waste $129, you know?
Right. So the 615 Via Barracuda, had you used that address in the past for your moving company? I don't think you have. But
no, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. So that shouldn't be a problem. Do you have supporting documentation for your business that you can send in? Let me look up.
Here's the deal. It's my home address. You know, I'm just doing that, and I'm hoping that, you know, I can take pictures, video, whatever. This is our office, you know. We're mobile. We go to their house, so we don't need it, you know. And yeah.
Well, being a home-based business isn't a problem for Google. They deal with millions and millions of home-based businesses, so I wouldn't worry about that. But if you don't have an actual location, as of maybe April or May of this year, Google changed their guidelines for verification, and they've gotten a lot stricter. So if you don't have, you know, a storefront or a brick-and-mortar business, if you will, they're going to want you to send us pictures of maybe any tools or equipment that you have, maybe a work vehicle with a license plate, a business card, a business registration, an invoice. Not everything on the list, of course. I can send you an email that will tell you what's needed, and then you just send us back as much as you can so that when we go through the verification process with Google, we can solidify that you're a valid business, and then they'll publish you.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Walk me through it. I really need to get this one verified. You know,
yeah, there's a Google form that I'll send you along with the list of items that may help, and then you can just submit your documents or your picture straight through that Google form, and then that way we'll have it on file. And then have you initiated the verification process yet, meaning have you gotten a 5-digit PIN code, or is this going to be a brand new?
Up yet.
Okay,
yeah,
good. Well, that's good. Yeah, because sometimes when people already start the process, it holds things up a little bit because then we have to go in and not create a duplicate and kind of explain that. So that's good if you haven't initiated it. We'll initiate that today, and we'll get that 5-digit PIN code to you within like 5 to 10 business days, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So I think the last credit card that we had on file said that it was a problem with either the expiration month or the code. So do you want to use that Visa?
It's working fine. The girl must have written it down wrong.
Oh, okay. Let's just put it in again then just to be safe. So if you, I'm ready whenever you are.
Heard it wrong. I have it here. You want
okay.
It?
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead. I'm ready when you are, Jake.
All right. Going to be 4815-8800-3693-5379.
Okay. Expiration?
08/28.
Oh, she had 10 of 28. That's probably what it was. 8 of 28. Okay. And then the code on the back?
166. Yeah, she got it wrong twice. And I was like, you know what? Sorry, we're going to have to wait till I set it up.
Yeah, it's funny because on our end, we don't have 8 of 28 to select. We have to select the month, August, September, October. So maybe she just got confused and thought 8 was October because she put 10 of 28. I don't know why she did that, but I'll
figure it out. It happens.
Yeah, no problem. So I'll go through the quick 90-second voice verification recording with you, and then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords and get me set up. So okay. Some of this is a little bit repetitive of what she asked you, but, you know, of course,
real quick, I thought that's what this was, no?
What?
You guys call, you have to call me again to get the setup?
Yes. Yeah, so we have to get the payment first to actually create the account and show that you're a valid customer, and then we create the appointment for the technician. But the good news is I have an appointment coming up at 11. There might be availability at 10. They tell me not to schedule an appointment, you know, after the hour, so I can ask
That's
them
fine.
If we Yeah, so if not, they'll call you between 11 and 12. Will that work?
Yes.
Okay. So then real quickly, Jake, just to go through the voice verification, it says actually, one second here. I want to nail this appointment down before someone else grabs it because it's the last one today. So I don't want to, because if not, it'll have to be pushed out till Monday, and I don't want that to happen. So 11 o'clock, local. /client interview. That's Jake. Okay. I'm going to put that in. Sometimes I do it after the fact, but when it's only one appointment left, I'm like, I better do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got that nailed down for you. So let's go back to the voice verification. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Spalding VCon.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Jake, owner.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 6th, in the non-refundable amount of just $129. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $129. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then we have another phone number in here for that business, and I know you did that because you have multiple accounts, but will you get the text message if I send it to the 714-486-4395?
Yeah, like right now you need it?
Well, I want to, because you have multiple accounts and we gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I just want you to, you know, acknowledge it with your e-signature so that you're grandfathered into that rate. If a text message will not come to that phone, it's not a problem, because I just emailed you also, and there's the link in there as well.
He's at work. It's my roommate. So.
Oh, it's your roommate.
Answers the calls. Like this, so
okay.
It's gonna be his get down.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can do that.
Yeah, so if you go into your email or when you have access with your roommate, just tell him to click on the link, scroll to the bottom, click the box that you're authorized on the account, and then hit confirm signature, and then that of course will grandfather you into the pricing and ensure that it never goes up. Okay.
Okay, so say that one more time, sorry.
Okay, so can you look right now in your email and see if you got a new one that says your initial invoice?
Welcome to Local Splash, that one?
Does the next one that came. There's going to be two. There's going to be a welcome to Local Splash, and then there's going to be one that says Local Splash, your initial invoice.
Invitation? I got an invitation and then two support and then one local
Splash support.
Yeah, Local Splash initial invoice. I think it's the one, the invitation you're looking at. Yeah, okay. So if you do that and you click on click here to accept subscription terms, you just have to, like I said, scroll to the bottom, click the little box to show that you're certified, and then plug your name in. And once you confirm it, Jake, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that now. That's just your little sign that it went through okay. That will be provided for you after the client interview, okay?
Mm-hmm. Went through.
Okay, good. So you're all good to go. So my technician will call you between 11 and 12, and then they'll finish getting the account set up for you. So have a really profitable year. And I sent you that mailer that I was talking about that has the options of things that you can send in for the verification. So like I said, just send in as much as you can.
So yeah, no, I'm starting a new business up here that's a little more lucrative. So if it could hit off, then you guys will be in a better place too, because I will maybe open up another one. We'll see. But, yeah, I'm hoping it'll be a profitable year. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Jake. And then last question. Lily didn't indicate on here, if you have, a website yet. I'm assuming we're going to build one for you because we did with the others, but I just have to put it in your package if that's the case.
No, I don't have one yet.
Okay. So then I'm going to...
You make one, right?
Yep, we'll make one just like we did with the other. I just want to add it so that there's no questions when they call you. So I'll add it to your package, and then the website will be included for you. So if you have a logo or any photos or anything like that you want special on the site, you can let us know. If not, we'll just use stock photos that have worked very successfully in your industry, because our main objective is going to be to get you up and running, okay?
Okay. Also, yeah, I know it's going to be on the client area, but we do like bio, hazmat, mold, all that stuff. So just want to make sure that's all there.
Yeah, I'm going to put that bio, hazmat, mold. Okay, anything else like asbestos or anything like that, or that would probably be included in the hazmat? Lead?
Yeah, that too. Lead, yeah, all that.
Okay.
And then, if there's any, I'm not with him. He knows more about this than I do. He does it every single day, so I would actually like him to maybe be here, but he can't because he's at work.
Okay.
But any terms you guys have, or if you could look up the industry and for keywords, you guys will probably find out more than even I know, because unless I'm with my roommate, he knows more, you know?
Yeah, no, your roommate doesn't have to be there, because what will happen is after the client interview, they'll send you an email of the keywords that they're suggesting, and then you just have to confirm it. So you could always forward that email to him and then just have him kind of look it over. And if there's anything that he wants to revise on there, you could let us know. And they do a lot of research behind the scenes after that initial interview. So they will kind of go in and they'll see which keywords are trending to get you the best results based on the services that you offer. So I just basically send over the, primary notes of what it is that you do, and then they're going to be the ones that are doing the research behind the scenes.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. That is good. All right.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I'm glad that I could help you again, Jake. Have a really profitable year, like I said, and have a very nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.